This team's challenging now. I mean, this team will challenge you. Your pass protection for sure. They blitz everybody.
Tough physical defense, veteran guys in the secondary. They have a few injuries here and there, but those guys play extremely hard. We've got to just prepare as we should and, you know, just go out there and execute on Sunday.
Last week in their home loss to the Miami Dolphins, Rex Ryan pulled Geno Smith at halftime, went to Matt Sims to finish up, but it didn't help the offense at all. He will go back to Geno Smith to start the game on Sunday. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Popper rejoined by our quarterback on this program, Jim Plunkett. Geno Smith, Jim, got off to a good start. He turns the ball over a lot, right. But he was playing well early when they were winning, but lately he's turning the ball over way too much.
You know, it's a long season for a young man like Geno Smith. All of a sudden, at the beginning, they don't have a book on, you know, they don't know how to defend you, and as the season progresses, they have more film, they look at what you like to do, what you're best at, and they try and take that away from you on defense, and I think that's what Geno Smith is facing right now.
Over the last seven games, Jimmy has thrown one touchdown versus 11 INTs, but when you look at him, he is big and strong, he has a powerful arm, he can move around in the pocket, the wide receivers have been injured and they've been dropping a lot of balls, but he looks like a guy long term that can play in this league.
Well, he certainly does, you know, but you know, most guys are big and strong and can run and throw the football. But, you know, you've got to have some help around you. And obviously they're struggling on the offensive line. They're not running the ball very well. And as you mentioned, their receivers, have been injured. And it makes it that much more difficult for Geno Smith to perform.
Yeah, the Jets offense certainly is struggling, but that's not the case on the defensive side, right, where Rex Ryan knows how to draft players, develop players, and teach them how to play defense, Jim. They are a terrific front. Muhammad Wilkerson looks like a pro bowler, has a five technique in their 3-4, and this is a tough team to run the football on.
Yeah, it certainly is. Coach Ryan, you know, puts eight men, nine men in the box. If you're going to beat him, you're going to have to throw the football. He's going to stop that run. He's going to create turnovers, and that's one of the things that I think that the Raiders are going to have to protect against, not turning the ball over, not giving that offense good field position, not getting them fired up on offense. Protect that football. Don't take any chances. If you have to punt the ball away, punt the ball away, but don't turn it over.
Yeah, Raiders are hoping to come home with a victory, and this will be the end of a grueling schedule for the Raiders, where they played 4 out of 5 on the road, 2 trips to Texas, 2 to northern New Jersey, 9,000 miles. After this, Jim, they don't leave the state of California the rest of the year. 2 home games to finish up against the Chiefs and the Broncos, and the 1 trip to San Diego.
You know, hopefully that'll rejuvenate them, you know, not on the road all that much. And you've got, you know, you've got your home field advantage going for you as well.
Yeah, nothing but good weather for the Raiders the rest of the year coming back to California. And then hopefully a few players will go on to Honolulu and represent the Raiders in the Pro Bowl this year. Tywan Jones making the conversion back to running back, but he is a core special teamer, a great gunner, should be a Pro Bowler this year. Get to Raiders.com and vote for your favorite Pro Bowler to represent the Raiders in Honolulu in late January. Many thanks to Andre the Giant, Andre Holmes, after his Thanksgiving Day feast on the Cowboys, for dropping by the Silver and Black Show. And as always, the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. Join us next week. We'll get you ready for the Raiders back home to take on Alex Smith and Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs. For Jim Plunkett, I'm Greg Papa. Thanks for your time this week on the Silver and Black Show, and enjoy the Raiders up against the New York Jets on Sunday.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.